Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from AARP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. 49 days until Election Day, and next week, likely the last week with both chambers of Congress in session, Christine Blasey Ford will testify about her allegations that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when he was a high school student. On Thursday, President Donald Trump will fundraise for House Republicans, an event the GOP hopes will bring in an eight-figure sum for the party. And on Friday, government funding runs out.
The New York Times just posted a story on Trump's legal team's problem. The fact that it is operating with little sense of what witnesses have told investigators and the DOJ. Meanwhile, the AP has the latest that Russia says a Syrian missile brought down a reconnaissance aircraft with 15 people aboard. The AP is reporting that Russia says it was an error and that the missile was meant for Israeli fighter jets.
Here's the latest on Brett Kavanaugh. Burgess Everett and John Bresnahan have the behind-the-scenes look at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's feverish work to save his Supreme Court nominee. Our colleague Nancy Cook at the White House has the latest on how President Trump is sticking with Kavanaugh as the scandal has escalated. And Bloomberg is reporting the White House has not asked the FBI to vet the Kavanaugh allegations.
Former Vice President Joe Biden weighed in on the Kavanaugh allegations, telling reporters that when a woman alleges sexual assault, it's presumed that she is telling the truth. On the fundraising circuit, John James, the GOP nominee for Senate in Michigan, met with President Donald Trump in the Oval Office Monday. Vice President Mike Pence did a fundraising event for him, and he attended the NRSC dinner at the Trump Hotel yesterday evening that the president headlined. And we've got a playbook sneak peek. The DNC is hosting a fundraiser September 28th in Austin with Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, among others.
First in Playbook, Congressional Leadership Fund is spending $450,000 on an ad against Democrat Randy Bryce in Paul Ryan's district. Here's the twist. The ad features James Bryce, Randy's brother, who briefly considered a run against him. Bloomberg's Josh Green scoops with a look at a private RNC poll that shows that most Trump supporters do not believe there's a threat the Democrats are going to win the House. This could be a major problem for Republicans on election night.
The Wall Street Journal has a follow-up on the probe of FEMA chief Brock Long. That investigation has been referred to federal prosecutors to determine whether criminal charges should be filed. And on the investigations front, Michael Flynn could be sentenced as soon as November 28th, Bloomberg is reporting.
In the juice, we have Matt Visor joining the Washington Post as a national political reporter. He spent 16 years at the Boston Globe, most recently as deputy D.C. bureau chief. The New York Times' Amy Chozick's book, Chasing Hillary, has been optioned by Warner Brothers for a TV show.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president will participate in a signing ceremony for the Biodefense National Security Presidential Memorandum. He and First Lady Melania Trump will meet with the Polish president and his wife, and Trump and the Polish president will participate in a bilateral working lunch and then press conference at 2:10 p.m. At 3, Trump will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Today's episode is sponsored by AARP. Will 50-plus voters decide the Ohio midterms? The latest issue of Politico magazine series, The Deciders, is examining working-class voters over 50 in Ohio who are feeling economic anxiety and could decide the gubernatorial and senatorial elections this November. Visit politico.com/thedeciders to learn more and to view the latest Politico AARP poll results.